We are on Daf Chazayin Amid Beis. In order to refresh our memories, we have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel in the memre of Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer Ishreide. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer had said that Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya Dochen. That Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya, and the while we were learning, this is the Mayim and Dam that is found in the Beis HaMitbachayim Shabazore. Agavuche, the Rabbi Nachananel says Pshat, a little bit more explicit. Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, HaMayim Shemedichim Behem HaKorbonos BeBeis HaMitbachayim. This is the water they used to wash the Korbonos with. And the Dam is Mistama, the surplus of the Dam that was not Oymed Lezrike. So this is Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer had said that this Mashke is Dochin, is Toher. Now we hear a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, what is Pshat in this memory? Rav said Pshat, Dochin Mamish, it is completely Toher. By saying such a statement, he is assuming as follows. Number one, Tumas Mashkin is a Darabonon. The whole tumme that Mashkin Bechlal have is only at the Rabbonon de Ketume. And number two, that the Rabbonon were not Geyser and Mashkin Beis Mitbachaya, because if it would be tumme, they could involve Kilkulim at the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it is toil. Shmuel holds Dochin Miletame Tumas Acherim Avo Tumas Atzmon Yeshlem. Shmuel seems to hold that Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer holds that Tumas Atzman is a deraise, so that the Rabbonin couldn't be metayer. Tumas Mashkin Latami Acherim is a darabonon, and therefore, in that Tume, they were metayer. That was the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Now, let us see on four lines, and after Zainam at base, four lines before the bottom. Toshma. Ein yiso ish besar kodesh bechnaf bigdoy. Now this is a posik in Chagai. This posik was a nevue. The Ben Shalom told Chagai Anovi to feher the kahanim. So this was the first shaila. And then the reason for the b'china was, as Radak explains, that they had just started building the Beis HaMikdash. This Fahel was the day they had started the Binyan Habayis, the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbi Nishlam told Chagai to Fahel the Kahanim. They can start doing the Avodah B'Kviyis. Now we have to see if they're Boki in Hilchus Tume V'Tare. So Chagai asked them as follows. Ein Yiso Ish B'Sar Kodesh B'Chnaf Bigdoy. A person will have B'Chnaf Bigdoy. One of the corners of his bag, it'll have Besar Kodesh. Here, Besar Kodesh means Adavo Tome. If he'll have a sheretz, he's holding a sheretz, Bechnaf Bigdoy. Bignoga Bechnafoy, and it'll touch with the sheretz, that's a Rashi learns Pshat, what he's holding in Bechnaf Bigdoy, is that sheretz will touch El HaLechem Vel HaNozit, it'll touch Lechem. The Lechem will become Arishin Letumen. Ve'ela nozit, and then the lechem will touch the nozit, that's a gekechtz, a tafshel, that'll become a sheini l'tume. Ve'el ha'yayin, then the nozit touch yayin, yayin shal nesochim, then it's a shlishi l'tume. Ve'el shemen, and that'll touch shemen shal menoches, which is a revi l'tume. Ve'el kol machol, so Rashi learns pshat, this vav of ve'el is a loshon oi. That means the fourth thing he touched was either Shemen Shel Menoches or Kol Machol. Hayigdosh, will it become Kodesh? Vayanu HaKahanim Vayoyim Ruloi. The Kahanim said, it's not, so it will become Kodesh means it will become Tomei. Vayanu HaKahanim Vayoyim Ruloi, and they said it won't become Tomei. V'omar Rav ishtabish kahani. And Rav said that the kahani made a mistake. When Rav said pshat in the posik, we'll see later there's a machlokes, Rav ishmul, Rav said the kahani made a mistake. It was tummy. What is the kasha? The kasha is, if Rav holds that mashkin beis mitbachai is dochin is toher, so sure, when he touched the yayin or the shemen, we're speaking about a revi'i b'koidish, but since tumas, if mashkin beis mitbachai is dochin, it's toher lagamri, the yayin never became tomei. Avadik with the shemen never became tomei. Because it's mashke beis mitbachaye. So l'chayre, if they said it's not tomei, they said the right teretz. And Rav said, ishtabish kahane. Rav himself said that the kahane made a mistake. That's the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi. Besar koidish sheretz. That's a sheretz, a dead sheretz. Loshen koidish hoya ba'oretz. Tumet. For Yechagai Anovi Boidik Esa Kahanim, Bishna Shtaim Lido Yovish, Shahoya Bebinyam Bayesheni. I mean, the first day they started building the Bayesheni, that's how Radak explains it. Leida, the purpose of this was to know in Bikiyim Behuchas Tumet. Vishenishtakech Meyam Begoylosh Lainis Askobo Bekotchim. They weren't Isaac and Kotchim the whole time. Are they still Boki? Do they have it on their fingertips? Suchas Tumet. Benoga biknofoi, boisei knabsha sheretz boy. That corner that he's holding the sheretz, kloima sheretz atzmoi. Not that he touched the lechem with the knaf abeget, he touched the lechem with the sheretz. Balkochachochihu. The imishum knaf shurishim, if you'll say pshat and posik, and yisa ish besar koidish. A person who was carrying a dead sheretz. Biknaf bigdoi, in the corner of his beged. Vinoga biknaf yal alechem. You'll say pshat that the sheretz was metamed the konof. So the konof is a rishen, and the rishen touched the lechem. If you'll say that pshat, is kule beged nami rishen have. Ma'ir did not get konof. So why did he mention that he touched it with the corner of the beged? The whole beged is tummy. El mishum sheretz. So the ike knaf means he was holding the sheretz beknaf bigdoi. But the dover hametame was the sheretz. The sheretz atzmai nog al alechem, alechem al anosit, banosit al ayayin, bayayin al ashemen, oi, Hirashi puts an oi, el kol machel, hayigdosh, klum nitmo ha'achayin hazeh. This last one, which is either the shemen or kol machel, shirabiyi bekoidish. The lechem rishen, the nosit sheni, V'yayin shlishi, v'shem revi, nozit tapshol, k'moy nezid adashim. Yayin v'shemen shel nesochim, so memele, that was the shayla. V'oma rav lekamon, ishtabish kahani, shetiru revi b'koidish. They were metayr a revi b'koidish. Alma, yayin v'shemen, the mashke beis mitbachayin inu, umetamu, and the detome. The itumes mashken derabonon, if you'll say that tumes mashken is derabonon ha'amrit, so you yourself, you Rav said, the legozer alive. I think it would be better the inami. The inami betumes derabonon kabodik luhu chage lekanem. Afilu you say he was only a shailen tumes derabonon. And we will say that they already goyzer tuma al hamashkin b'mei chagay anovi. Sho'o yamei anshe knesses agdoile obokho sholara do'omar dochin mamish. He says that it's toil legamri. That's if he asked them in tumas darabonon so leit rave shver. V'choshkin ibe deraise komishtoi. If he's speaking about a tumas deraise, zichiko sholara. Rav says that Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer said it's toyer legamri. That's Rav's shtick toyer. Well, ekolameim mi darabonon. Let's Rashi is a night. So let us say takim that it's takim tomi mi darabonon. The loyki Yosef ben Yehezer. We had before a similar problem. We had a baraisa. That from the baraisa it seems that dam is mekabel tome. So we said it's tomi mi darabonon. And it's not like Yosi ben Yehezer. It's a machlokes tanoim. If since they were goyzer tuman mashkin, if they left that tumah by mashke beis mitbachaye. So let's say the same teretz here. Let's talk only tumi midarabonon. He's chaylik on Yosi ben Yehezer. Said Rashi, Dakroloi Polik, you can't fight to the hole, you can't fight a posik. The mashma dis allow you to me. Here there's enough in the posik, Hagay Anovi Otkizok. If no pshat in the posik, if the ishtabish, aloy ishtabish, but we have a posik over here. The posik, according to Rav, says it was taken to me and they made a mistake. It's either Reis or either Rabbonim. But whatever you say, it's not the way Rav said pshat in Yesi ben Yezer Yisraida. He said the Yesi ben Yezer Yisraida holds its toil of Gamri. And for the Gemara, midi hu taime ela l'Rav. Your whole problem is you have a problem. Rav said that dochen mamish, that the mashke beimid b'chai is completely toil. That's one Rav. Rav said ishtabish kahani. That Kahanim that said it was toil, they made a mistake. So in other words, Rav said that the Shemen is Tomei. So your whole problem is these two Ravs. Rav Mashke Beis Mitbechaye Toni, Rav Mashke Beis Mitbechaye Mitame. So there's another Rav. Rav goes L'shitose. We'll see later there's a Machlekes Rav and Levi. That what Yosi Ben Ye'ezer Ish Tzreide said, that mashke beis mitbachaya is dochin, is toher. Are you geiris beis mitbachaya, or you geiris bei mitbachaya? Now let us explain for 1 minute what the difference is, and what the machlokes is. We mentioned before, mashke beis mitbachaya is what Rabbeinu Chananel says. This was Hamayim shemedichen bem akolbonis bebeis hamidvochayim. He said they used to wash the kolbonis. There was a lot of water there. There's a lot of dam that was washed off. These two mashkin, the Baram Chalava says there was a multitude of these two mashkin. And if you guys are to man it, midrabonin we're in hot water. So memele, so there's a svara to say, mashke beis mitbachaye, they weren't geizer tume. Since holding is a tume da rabbonon, so they weren't geizer tume to avoid kilkulim. That's mashke beis mitbachaye. There's a lot of mashkin there. Levi holds what is toil mashke bei mitbachaye. Mashke bei mitbachaye is the mashkin which is oimid to be used for the mizbeach, which includes dam after was niskabel b'klishoris, that's oimid lezrike, mayim, which is oimid lenisoch hamayim, shemen, which is oimid lemenoches for the koimitz of the minche, yayin for also nisoch hayayin. These mashke which are used, there's not so much mashke. There was not a lot of this mashke. But Leidach Gise, the Maram Chalava says, the kilkul is greater. That means if this ikala mekesh le kilkul, masa v'tveika mekesh le kilkul, bei mitbochaye. That means the other mashke, that wasn't the base of mitbochayim, there was no kolbonis involved over there. And that, I mean, these mashkin weren't mashkin shel kolbon. Something else might get in trouble. But this is mashkin, this is a par of a mashkin. The other mashkin, which mashke bei mitbochaye, these are mashkin which the ritzi of the kolbon is dependent. These are the dam that you zoyrik, the shemen that you makter in the koimetz. So memela, there'd be a greater kilkul if they say that tumis mashkin drabono would apply to these mashkin. Al kopone. We have a machloikis, Rav and Levi. Rav holds beis mitbachaya. That's the mayim and dam from the beis mitbachaim. That is toir. And Levi holds bei mitbachaya. That is the mashkin of the mizbeach. Now. So you're asking Akasha on Rav. You built Akasha l'shitos, Rav holds ishtabish kahane, Rav holds doch and mamish. So when he asked Akasha with the l'shitos, he does listen, there's no other l'shitos, which will for him for your Akasha. Rav holds which mashkin is toil, the mashkin of Beis HaMitbachayim, that's toil. But the mashkin of Bay Midbachai, since it's not so much of this mashkin, so there the gzeir of Tumas mashkin applies. So Memele, the posik of Chagai, which is speaking about Shemen and Yayin, this is speaking about the mashkin which will be oimed for the Mizbeach. The Nasir al-Gabi Mizbeach, Lahakta al-Gabi Mizbeach. So this mashkin is taketomei. Rav holds this mashkin is taketomei. Dochin is only based mid-bochaya with a test. Not may be mid-bochaya with a dollar. So my male fakert, Rav l'shitose is not shver. So trashi, ish, midi hu taime elo l'rav, kluma to makshe, the whole kash is elo l'rav. Rav l'kashe leho, this is not shver l'trav. Loilam Chagai b'derabonim bodiklo. That's true. Chadi was asking them a shayla in Tumas derabono. Ukvar nigzera gzeres tuma ala mashkin. And the gzera was already taken. There was already a gzera. Ola Rav Ali b'deyoyse ben yezel loy tikshi. Ah, you asked Akasha. How could Rav say that the shemen was tome? And Rav holds Ali b'deyoyse ben yezel mashkin beis mitbachay yedoch and loy tikshi. The Rav Mashke Bei Mitbochaya Toni Bei Dusu Shoyoise Mashke HaMitbochayim Damo Mayim Avo Mashke Mitbochaya Hayayin VaHashemen. We'll see later to what in Dam, that's why Middle East also Hayayin VaHashemen Shem Mashke HaMizbeach Gozu Rabon and Tumelai. By them there is a Din Tumel. So now Rashi says, we gain another thing. If we say that this is Tumas, we just said now this is Tumas Darabonim. It has to be Tumas Darabonim according to Rab, because this whole difference of Midbachai and Midbachai is only, if we say it's Midarabonim, it's Tome, here they were guys, here they weren't guys. So Vahainu, so Rashi says, therefore, since we're saying that he feherd them in Tumas Darabonim, now we have another bonus over here. Say the tumis taikoi ka oichol metama oichol mashke metama mashke, which is problematic. We had in the beginning of the sugya of chaminis kana kahanim is the whole machloikis of oichol metama oichol. But we said now that all posuk is speaking about tumis darabonim. The midarabonim tumoisik yaitzuze by the rabonim oichol metama oichol mashke metama mashke. Now the Gemara is going to go into this. Somel's Rav Harenfa. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokes Rav Shmuel v'Ishtabish Kahani lo Yishtabish Kahani. Gufe. Rav Omar Ishtabish Kahani that they were asked the Shaila Arvi Bakoidish. They said it was Toyer. It was really Tomei. Shmuel Omar lo Yishtabish Kahani. That what they said it's Toyer. They're right. It was Taka Toyer. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Omar Ishtabish Kahani. Revi Bakoidish Boy Minayu. They were questioned, what is the Allah of Revi Bakoidish? For Omrulay Toyer. And they said it was Toyer. So they made a mistake. Revi Bakoidish is Tome. Ushmul Omar Loy Ishtabish Kahani. Chamishi Bakoidish Boy Minayu. They Ebe Binayu. The Shaila was on a Chamishi Bakoidish. How was the Chamishi B'Kodesh? We'll see soon. The Gemara asked, Bishleim ala Rav haine d'chsiv arbo. We see there are four things which are mekabel tumah. Lechem v'nozit v'yayin v'shemen. So there are four things. So memela the shemen was a revi. So it's very good that they asked him revi B'Kodesh. Ela l'shmul Chamishi menolei. Where is there a fifth dover amekabel tume? And for the Gemara, miksi v'noga knofoi. Knofoi is going on the sheretz, Rashi had said. V'noga b'knofoi ksi. Bamesh and noga b'knofoi. So Shmuel learns pshat that the shayla that Chagai asked them was that the sheretz touched something that touched the lechem, that touched the nozid, and that touched the yain, that touched the shemen. So memele, so if we have dovosh and noga b'knofi, that means the metamei of the dvorim amakudoshim, the metamei of the oichlem and mashkin was a dovosh and noga b'sheret. So memele, so the last Oicho, the last mashke was a chamishi. So therefore Shmuel says they answered correctly. Let us see Rashi. Miksiv v'noga knofoy el halechem, the mashme she'asheretz noga belechem, the lechem havarishi. No. Mashe noga beknofoy, that's pshat in the base. Mashe noga beknofoy noga lechem, tabalei lechem sheini. So the shaman was a chamishi. Zogt gemore weiter. Toshmam. Vayoyim achagai. Now right afterwards says he asked him a second kash. Second shayla. Him yiga tmei nefesh b'chol eila. What'll be if a tmei nefesh, so the gemore learned tmei nefesh means a tmei meis, an avatume, if an avatume will touch all of these. Hayitmo will the last one become tmei. So l'chayre, the shayla was, if instead of the first kasha was, if a sheretz will touch the lechem and the nozid and the yayin and the shemen, and they said it's toil, then he asked them, what'll be if a tomei meis will touch the lechem and nozid and yayin and shemesh? Shemen. Vayano kahanim vayomru yitmo. They said it'll be tomei. Now, if the way the shayla was posed, that a tmei nefesh, a tomei meis, who's an avatume, will touch the lechem, will become a rishon. The lechem will touch the nozid, will become a sheini. The nozid will touch the yain, which will become a shlishi, and the yain will touch the shem, will become a rabbi. Vayanu akehanim vayomru yitma. The kahanim said that it's tomei, that the shemen is tomei. So now let's work backwards. According to Shmuel, here by the second kasha, he asked them a rabbi b'kodesh, and they said tomei. So they knew rabbi b'kodesh. He asked them a rabbi b'kodesh, and they answered him tomei. So they knew rabbi b'kodesh. So hosam nami. So by the first shaila, which he also asked them a rabbi b'kodesh, there he started off with a sheretz, which is also an avatume. So Hosam Nami also lo yishtabish. If they knew Revi Yibakaydish, so they wouldn't make a mistake by Revi Yibakaydish. Tav mezogin vishmul ot gezog. So what's the difference between the first shayla and the second shayla? Because by the first shayla it says, v'noga biknofoy, mashe noga biknofoy. The first shayla he asked them that something that touched the sheret started off this chain reaction of lechem v'nozid v'yayim v'shemen. So yes, the machamishi bakaydish. So according to Shmuel, it's beautiful. We see Revi Bakoidish they knew. And the first one that they said toil, so Mustama, that was Chamishi Bakoidish. Elo le Rav, but according to Rav, it's very schwer to understand. Maish no hochedi shtabish, maish no hosom deloy shtabish. The first time he asked them Revi Bakoidish, that the sheretz was the Yav, they said it was toil. The second time he asked them a Revi Bakoidish with a Tomei Meis was the Av, and they said it was Tomei. So what happened over here? Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravua, Bekiyin Hein Betumas Meis, Vein Bekiyin Hein Betumas Sheretz. These Kahanim were Boki Betumas Meis, and they weren't Boki Betumas Sheretz. Let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, Tmei Nefesh, Kosal Kedaitach, Tomei Meis, Shu Avatume Kesheretz. This person is an Avatume Kesheretz. Bechol Eile. He asked them, what if this Tomei Meis will touch all these four? Kosal Kedaitach, Bechol Eile Kesede Shepirashnu, Tomei Meis Belechem, Lechem Benozid, Bidahoch Eloi Yishtabish, the Omru Lei, they told him, Revi Tomei Kedachsi, Vayoimru Yitmo. So, Hochinami, so the first child said, Enu Revi Bakoidish, Hochinami lo yishtabish. The Iyu, so why did they say toil? Bameshen noge biknofi yomul. So say like Shmuel, that the first child was that something touched the sheretz and then touched the lechem. Dabalei shem and chamishi. Shemochi omru lei toil. Ela le rav da oma gabi sheretz nami revi bo minai. Both cases he asked them revi. Maishna da omru lei toyer. So why in the first shayla did they answer toyer? In the second shayla they answer tome. So the Gemara answers in the first Teretz, Rabbi Barabu said, Beki in heim betumis meis. V'yoidim shashlishi oise borebi, lohoyu beki in betumis her, svurim shen ashlishi oise borebi. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand, l'chayre, this is very difficult to understand. If they knew that that Kodesh goes to l'revi, so what? So how do you differentiate? And this is a shlishi, so what's the difference? What's the difference if it's tumas sheretz? This is a shlishi l'tumas. What is the difference between tumas sheretz or tumas meis? It could be that they held as follows. Be'emison, we see as follows that a sheretz, the Mishnah says in Kelim, avois hatumah hasheretz bashich vazera batomei meis. Now let's speak about the first two. Hasheretz bashich vazera are avois hatumah. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, avois mechlau deiketildes. Now what is pshat called aveis? So l'chayra aveis means this is a source of tumah. A sheretz is a source of tumah. Whatever happens later is a teilada of that. If it touches something, yen is mekabel tumah. So you have a sheretz is a source of tumah, shichvazer is a source of tumah. By the gate teiladas. Bemitzin is another source of tumah. A mace. That's really another source of tumah. A tomei mace is not a source of tumah. Tomei mace was mekabel tumah from a mace. The Mishnah calls it also an ova tumah, but let's forget about that for 1 minute. So l'chayre, in sources of tumah, we have really a mace, a sheretz, and a shichvazer. These are three dvarim which are gufam tmei. Now, if these three are obis, I don't know if they didn't know the Mishnah in Kalim. If these three are obis, we find something very interesting. A mace which is an ov, he touched the tilde of a mace, is an avatume. It's metama odom v'kelem. That's a tome mace. The tilde of a sheretz is a rishin l'tume. So we see that this ov is more chomer than yener ov. We see that. This one makes an avatume, and this one makes a rishin l'tume. So they held. So that's one thing. We see there's a chomer of a mace over a sheretz, even though both of them are yesoid sources of tumah. So they held that tumah is able to travel from one thing to another thing is also totally in the sheirish. It's totally what the sheirish was. If you have a chomodik sheirish, so the tumah is able to travel from one to the other. If you don't have a chomodik sheirish, it doesn't travel so much. The koyach of mobility is also totally in the chayzik of the shayrish. So memele, so that's what the Gemara says, bikimein betumas meis, not an atome meis. They knew a meis is more chomer. So by a meis, they knew that it goes to a revi. A meis goes to a revi. So if the shayrish is a meis, it can go down to a revi. Even though you started off with a atome meis, the atome meis started off with a meis. So memele, the sheirish hatuma of a tome mace is a mace, which is a sheirish chamuram. So memele, this has the mobility to go down to a revi. Masha enkein, the sheirish of a tume sheretz, since the whole sheirish is a shvacher sheirish, so memele, it doesn't have the koyach mobility, so it stops by a shlishi. That was the mistake that they made. Bekiim heim betumas mace, vein mekiim heim betumas sheretz. Ravina Oma Hosom Revi Hocho Shlishi. Ravina says Gor an andere Teretz. To for Rav. Ravina Oma Loi Hoyu Bekiyim Berevi. They didn't know Revi Bekaydish Klau. So Memele. So therefore, that's according to Shtabish Kahan, yes, the Revi Bekaydish, and they said it's toil. The Gabi Meis. Shlishi bekoidish boy minai. He asked them a shlishi. The high tamei nefesh tikro laf tamei meis. Not a person who touched a meis. Elo meis mamish. Kloima tumas nefesh. He asked them what happens if the lechem touched a meis. Meis avi avais. V'lechem av. ונוזי דרישי, ויין שני, ושמן שלישי. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Revi ba-Kodesh voi minayu. He asked them a Revi ba-Kodesh. Perish ha-Kuntere. So Rashi said Pshat, denoga b'knofo haynu sheretz. El ha-lechem, v'sheretz touched the lechem. V'alechem el ha-nozit, v'anozit al-yayin, v'yayin el-ha-shemen. And then later it says in the Pasuk, Ve'el kol machol, and this Vav, Rashi says, Oyel kol machol. Everything was going a loshen and, El alechem, and Ve'el anozeh, Ve'el ayayin, Ve'el ha-shemen, and the last Vav is, Oy kol machol. Because Shal Rabbeinu Tam, the Maishna, the Ve'el kol machol, Yeh Perushoi, Oyel kol machol, Yoyse mikulam. All the Vavim we learn are, is a Vav ha-chibu, and this is a vav amafrit. Va'oid, one kash. Now, filo Rashi has epis acheshben to say, somehow here we say it means oi, abolom adochek Shmuel. Shmuel said, l'maise yes to machamishi bekoidish. Lom adochek Shmuel. So the Gemara asked, where was the chamishi bekoidish? So the Gemara made a dig from the base. Noga biknaf, dover shenoga biknaf bigdoi. That's something that touched the sheretz. Lama dochak Shmuel etaretz b'mesh en noga b'knofoi, leima el kol machol davka. Let him say pashta dekro, that the taka, the shemen touched kol machol. Kasha number 3. V'oid lama koirei akosov l'sheretz konov. The Pasuk says, v'noga b'konov, ish ye, v'noga b'knofoi el alechem. Rashi says, the knof means the sheretz he was holding b'konov. So why didn't he say, V'noga bosa kodesh el alechem? Why does he say, V'noga b'konav? Kasha number 4. V'oida meforish ravina hosom. Hosom revi b'kodesh ocheshlishi. Ravina said, Shabbish kahani. They did not know the din of revi b'kodesh. You only know the din of shlishi b'kodesh. So the second shayla, V'noga b'tmei nefesh, means that they touched a mace. So they touched the mace, so the lechem was an avatume, the nozid was a rishain, the yayin a sheini, and the shemen a shlishi. Shal lechem nasa avatume kshinegeya b'meis. Rektachtoises is no such thing. V'akayim olam b'mapeles, the chol dovo she'en lo itare b'mikve, ein ein nasa avatume. A machol, which ein lo itare b'mikve, ein ein nasa avatume. Kreger didn't find this Gemara in Masechtas Nida. But Al Kaponim, Taisu says, is such a Gemara, that anything that doesn't have Tara B'mikveh, which means Eichel and the Mashke, cannot become an Avatu. So this is Tamazay Apella on Rashi. Rashi says, Pshat and Ravine, Miyo Yesh Loima, Dein Nasa Ovatu Mahainu Davka L'tami Odom V'keilem. Aval Eichel and the Mashke Nasa Ovatu Me. That means that Choyma, of a tumme that's bekoyach to be mitama odom vekeilim, that choymel, oichel and mashkin don't have, since elam tara be mikveh. Abostamazoi, that it can go another darge, can make a rishon, could be, Rashi is right in that, that an oichel could become an avatume al kaponim to make a rishon. But Taisus had other kashas also on Rashi. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam learns a new pshat in the Gemara. V'hasheretz noga b'kono. The sheretz touched the kono. V'nasa rishen. V'hakono fell alechem. The touch the lechem. Oy ala nozit. Fakert. All the vovin are vovin hamafrit. It touched either the lechem or the nozit. So that's a sheni. V'chad mihanach ala yayin ala shemen. That's a shlishi. Ve'el kol machol, oy el kol machol, arei abo. Fakert, that's the abo. V'nokat seide, fakert, seide is konov, machol, mashke machol, leboy leminkat sheyase ki yaitzebay. Fakert, the posse doesn't want to go into that problem of tumayse ki yaitzebay. Rashi found an oitzer, that oichol matama oichol, mashke matama mashke, akaponami darabonon. Fakir Taisa says there's no such pasuk. The pasuk is speaking about sheretz, keili, oichel mashke, oichel.
Yeah.
The lay boy lamin kashiasha ki yaitza boy. Lishmu dai midach sees bichnafoi. That this konaf, which was a rishin, touched something else, rechomish. Hashti yosa shapela rabine, the omar hocha shlishi, shakonaf anegebe, meis nasa ova tumekidin kola kalem. Fakert. That the sheretz touched that the mace touched the konof, so the konof became an avatume, a tummy mace, and then that touched the lechem, and the lechem touched the shemen, and the shemen touched kol machol. The mass of avatume kedin kol akelim. So that is how Tosfos learns pshat. The lashon Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishlam al-Rav, Haina d'chsiv arbo, Lechem, v'nozid, v'yayin, v'shemen. So the Rishash is Moira, this Gemara is mamish like Rashi. That arbo is Lechem, v'nozid, v'yayin, v'shemen. According to Rabbi Nefam, the arbo is the konof and the lechem and the yain and the kol machol. That's the arbo. So he says Taisa Zicha wasn't geirus. This was put in mistame of by a chassid of Rashi. Someone who had Rashi's pshat, he stuck this in. Taisa's gemot no gestan and heine the heine der siv arbo. Stuck the gemara weiter. Toshma, the beginning was over. Now, Chagai told them the results. Vayan Chagai vayoyma. Kein ha'om aze, v'chein ha'goy aze lefonai niyum Hashem. Let us see Rashi at the end of the pasuk, because that's what I was going to ask. V'seifa dekro, v'chein kol maise yedeyim, v'ashe yakivu shom tomehu. So whatever they're going to be makrib over there is tomeh. That means he told them you flunked. That means if I have such kahanim, who paskin such shailas, he asked them a revi ba'kodesh, and then they said toil, so he said, v'sheyekrivu sham toil, whatever you're going to be makriv there is tome. That was the end of the b'chine. Z'klikmar bishleim el-rab, aina d'chsiv tome, so it's very good, because they establish kahani. Elo l'shemul amai tome. That's why tome, fakert, they pass with flying colors, they asked them a revi ba'kodesh, it's toil. Chamishi b'kodesh is toyer, Ravi b'kodesh is tome. He couldn't fool them. Amai tome, and for the Gemara, itmui kometame. What's itmui kometame? Let's see Rashi. Bishlam erol rav dom ishtabish kahani, aine de koir lamaisi yedeim tome, because they don't know halachas. But according to Shmuel, why do you say maisi yedeim tome? Itmui kometame. Ma'acha shebekin hein. Since these people are baki bilchas tume, the chikol maise yedeim tomeyu, whatever they do will be tomey faket, whatever they'll do will be gevaldik. The mamish bekim in hilchas tume. Tmui kometame. Like the Gemara of chain kol maise yedeim ksiv. No, that's very schwer to put this in the posik if it's a loshen tame. If it's a chikol maise yedeim, Tome, that's good. But v'chein, he's saying, kein o'om azen, and thus, v'chein kom aise yedeim, tome, v'aistachoist at what, that it's take tome. So we have a kasha and shmu. Omar marzutre v'iteime ravashi, mitoich shekilkulu es maiseyem, mal aleim akosev kilu hikrivu bitume. Now let us see Rashi. V'chein laftmiya mashme shekilkelu maiseyem la'achel zman hoyo misnabe. Now, so Chagai was not speaking about the results of the b'chine. No, he was speaking about what's going to happen la'achel zman. Sheyekalkelu maiseyem bebayisheni b'shar averes. So dach sechmir, the flow of the posik goes as follows. Vayan Chagai, vayoymar kein ha'om aze, v'chein agoy aze lefonai niyum Hashem. So the first half of the posik is speaking about the test. Kein ha'om aze, that's a loshin like kein bnei slofcha doivreis. Very good. Yigud keino maze v'cheina goyza ois kahalt no klo mamish hilches tume v'tare. Then, that's their matzev. Their lomdim, bekiyim, moiradik. But then, he saw benevue that later they're going to do averes. So he said, v'chein kol maise yudeyim v'ashay akrivu sham tomehu. So he told them, Rabboisai, Tilchis Tumah V'Tare Kenter. But let me tell you something. There's another Tumah, which you don't know anything about. You're going to do Averis, so Memela, whatever you do is Tumah. Da steht doch nicht in Rambam Tilchis Tumah. Aber bei mir Rabbeinisch, und this is an Aya Tumah. This is not Tumah Sheretz, this is not Tumah Smeis. This isn't totally in Revi B'Kodesh. If you're going to do Averis, so Memela, so it's Nechshav, whatever you'll be Makriv is also Tumah. That's what he told him. And then, whatever you do will be tummy. Then you won't have a revi or a chamishi, it's tummy. That's chat in the pasuk. Goofy. Now we're going to go back to, we hear the machloikis between Rav, we didn't have yet, that Rav holds mashke beis mitbochayim, and Levi holds mashke bei mitbochai. Zut the Gemara. Gufe. Rav Toni mashke beis mitbochai. The mashke beis mitbochayim, which is bayim udam. This is tohel. The Levi Toni mashke bei mitbochai. That what is tohel? The mashke that you zeirik on the mizbeach. Achilas on mizbeach. Zut the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to know how Rav holds. We'll see in a minute. Lelevi haniche isvira like Shmuel. Now, if Levi holds, now let's we have a problem over here. Levi holds that mashke bei mitbachaya, that the mashkin, the shemen, the yayin is dochen, is toil. That's what's toil. They were metayer the dvorim amatirim. So now we're back to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, that it became Tomei. That the Yain and Shemen became Tomei. This is Mashke Bei Midbochaya. We feemfed Rav, Rav le Tamei, because Rav holds Rav, Mashke Bei Midbochaya is Tomei. But Levi holds Mashke Bei Midbochaya is Toil. So what did Rav do with the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Levi holds Mashke Bei Midbochaya is Toil. So what did Levi do with the Pasuk of Chaka? Like the Gemara, Lelevi aniche isvira like Shmuel. If Levi holds like Shmuel, what does Shmuel hold on a doch in militame to mesach eirem? Shmuel said in Yoisi ben Yoezer, that what does dochin mean? It's not metama other things. Avotumis atzmon yesh lahem, mashkaches lo de nogi kulo berishem. So then the posik of Chagai, we can explain the Nogi Kulo Borish. We'll see soon in Rashi what this means. Eli Sovalei Kerav, the Omer Dochin Mamish. But if Levi will hold like Rav, that Yosef Ben Yez holds its toil the Gamri, it's Heichim Ashkachas Lo. So how can Levi learn Shat in the posik of Chagai? Is Al Kol Chochi Shmuel Svirelei, that Mizogin Ahalt Vishmuel. Sagt Rashi. Ulalei viditoni mitbachaye. Levi learned mitbachaye behochoksi yayin v'shem in the mitmo. Here it says that it became tomei. Now how does that work? Onichi sovalei behomilse kishmuel de dochin de yosef ben yezer dochin letamei acheremeim. If he holds like Shmuel, that yosef ben yezer was only metamadiz mashkim letamei acherem. Avot tumes atzmon yesh bohem, but they have their own tumim. Ashkaches lo lahaydach siv im yigat mei nefesh b'chol eile de koma yitmo. So the second pasuk. That when it's neimet nefesh touched yitmo the nogu kulu berishin, that they all touched berishin. The lav asidre kam enokat. This is not going with the seida of the first pasuk. Lo yishtabish kahan. Now the Gemara is going to say how Levi learned pshat in the pasuk. Levi holds mashke bei midbochaye is dochein, and he holds, and if he holds like Shmuel, dochein milatame achayim, avotumes atzmon yeshla. So now Rashi explains how the pesukim will go. Shebetchile shalom ala seida. He asked them, let's go according to Rashi, he asked them that the sheret touched the lechem, it's a rishin. The rishin touched the nozit, a sheini. The sheini touched the yayin, shlishi. Because he holds like Shmuel, mashke bei midbachai is mekabel tume. The yayin touched the shemen, is toil. Why? Because mashke bei midbachai is not metam acherem. Because the yayin can't be metame the shemen. Shein mashkin bei midbachai metamim shemdova. So the first shayla was, is the shemen toir or tome? They said toir. And they were right. Because the yayin can't be metame the shemen. Lebesoiv shalom. He asked, im yiga hatome atzmei bechol eile. What will be if it won't be kaseida? The tmei nefesh will touch each one bezunda on a seida. Im yiga tmei nefesh bechol eile, each one bezunda. The tmei nefesh will touch the shemen. The tmei nefesh will touch the yayin. Kloima, oi boze, oi boze, ba'omru la yitma. They told him yitma. So memele, so if Levi holds like Shmuel that tumas atzmon yesh lahem, no tumas acheirem ein lahem, so it's very good. The first pasuk which is going with a seder is talking about tumas acheirem. They said it's not tomei. The second one is going b'cholele, touched each one of them. So they said it's tomei. So it's beautiful. Of Chagai was that im yigat mei nefesh b'chol eile. So the Gemara says that each one of them touched the tmei nefesh. There's no seder. Now, to look at the Loshna Gemara, the Gemara says, mashkachas lo, about the nogi kulu berishoin. What is pshat berishoin? They didn't touch a rishoin, they touched an avatume. They touched the tmei nefesh is an avatume. The Marsho asks it for a kasha. The Maram Chalave says, berishoin, hainu b'tmei meis. So what's pshat rishin? So l'cheira rishin means the first one, the matame, it doesn't mean rishin l'tume. The first one that was, each one touched the first one that was matame. Zedach m'l'cheira zog. Let's see weiter Rashi. Elo yisov oleike rab, doma dochin mamish. But if Levi holds like rab, that we say dochin mamish, but it's toile gamme, heiche meshkachas ola yitma dekro. Bishleim ala rab gufe loy kashe diutoni mitbachai. Rab holds mitbachai, he holds mashke bei mitbachai is tome. Elo Levi kashe. So the Mor says, no, Levi holds like Shmuel. That dochein miletamei acherim, and it's abotumas atzman yeshla. So now we know how Levi holds. Now the Gemara is going to figure out how Shmuel holds. Well, the Shmuel, how does Shmuel hold? In the machlokes of Rav and Levi, how does Shmuel hold? So the Shmuel, haniche yisava lo kerav. The toni bashke beis mitbachaye, avo mashke bei mitbachaye achini nami mitame. If Shmuel holds like Rav, that mashke bei mitbachaye is tomei, revi Yehuda lo yoved chamishi, yoshlishi yoved revi. Shmuel says that lo yishtabish kahane. And the first one was toyer, so Shmuel said, why was the first one toyer? So Shmuel says the first one was toy because he asked the machamishi. He asked the machamishi bekoidish. As a chamishi, biknaf, dova shenoga biknaf. That was the teretz of Shmuel. So if Shmuel holds like Levi, there's no problem whatsoever why it's toy. It doesn't have to be, the Revi is also toy. Because tomei, v'yon mashke bei midbachaya, is dochen milatame acherim, so the yayin can't be mitame the shemen. So there's no problem why the reish is toyer. The reish is toyer because it's dochim elotami achere. But if he holds like Rav that midbachaya is dochim, but midbachaya is tomei, so then it's very good why Shmuel had a say, yes, the machamishi bakoidish. And the Revi would take a bit tomei. That's what the Gemara says. Lo Shmuel, honi chisov alo kerab, the toni mashke beis midbachaya, havo mashke bei midbachaya chini nami metamo, it could be metamo, is Revi hudol yavad chamishi. Therefore, Shmuel had to say that the reason was toil because Revi can't make a chamishi, or shlishi yavad Revi. Eli sova like a Levi, but if Shmuel would hold like Levi, the toni mashke bei midbachaya, my irye Revi dole yavad chamishi. So why did Shmuel have to say it was toyer because a Revi can't make a chamishi? Afilu shein yishlishi nami lo yovdi. Mashke shemen yain can't make shemen either because it's tochim elotami acherim. Al kochoch ke Rav svil ureim. Shmuel holds like Rav and Levi holds like Shmuel. The shayla of... that's the maskonos ha-gemorah. Let us see Rashi. L'shmuel da'oma lo yishtabish. U'parish l'milsin, Shmuel explained why it was lo yishtabish, why was it toyer mishum da'chemishi havi, ha'shemen, that the shemen was a'chemishi d'mash, and noge b'knofik, see, ho'i revi havi, but it would have been a revi, ha'i shemen, avitom, e'vavo gav d'mina yayin kiblo, alma mashke metame macherim. So yeah, honichi tone beidus she Yosef mashke mitbochai, avo mashke mitbochai pelachini nami mitamim. Hainu de porish la milsa la el. So therefore, before when he explained why was it toyer, v'mahai de loyave shibishim shem dechemisha habe v'ayin shirvi loyoved lechemisha hoyave yain shlishi. But if the yain would have been a shlishi habe oved lechavi, that's good if he holds like that. But if Shmuel holds midbachaya like Levi, why did he have to say that the shemen is toil? Because it was a chemishi, afilu, yavi yayin shlishi, l'shemen loyove, they cannot make the shemen a shlishi, because it's tochim alatame to acherim. So therefore, to say that Shmuel holds like Rav. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosei de Rav, Tanya kevosei de Levi. Now we have again a machloikis. Rav holds mashkin bei mitbochaya is dochen, and Levi holds mashkin bei midbochaya is dochen. Tanya kevosei de Levi. Hadam, v'hayayin, v'hashemen, v'hamayim, bashki, bei midbochaya. Shenitmu'u bifnim. It became tomei bifnim. That means as follows. That means that, let's say, he had dam, was neskabel bekeli, to be zeirik the dam. So this is mashke bei midbochaya. Levi holds that this is dochen. We said before, what does dochen mean? He holds like Shmuel. Dochen milatame acherim, avotum es atzmon yeshla. So let's again learn the beraisa. Hadam vayayin vashemen vamayin mashke bei midbochayo, which shenitmu bifnim. Shenitmu bifnim, there was mekabel tumah bifnim. So what happens according to Levi? It's mekabel tumah bifnim, so tumas atzmon yeshlehem, but it's not metam acherim. That was the kula of mashke bei midbachai. It's not metam acherim. Vayitzion lechutz, and now he took it outside chutzlum koimoy. So now this dam, which was before oimed lemizbeach, was mashke bei midbachai. Now it is not any more mashke bei midbachai because now it's posel altsyoytze. So it's posel. So what is the din? Will it now be metama acherim? A very lumdish shayla. The shayla is, because, be emerson, They said mashkin that's oymed lizrik al gabi mizbeh. If it'll be metame acherim, it'll be a big kilkul. So he said it's not metame acherim. So it could very well be that it's only kozman that's oymed lizrik al gabi mizbeh. But what happens if you took it out and now it became posel biyotze? So now it's not oymed lizrik al gabi mizbeh. So memele now is. Does it become now retroactively tomei l'tamiachem because it's no more mashke be midbochai? Or do you say since b'shas the kabbalah satum it was mashke be midbochai, and then the kula of dochin applied? So since b'shas kabbalah satum it was only tomei tumes atzman, not tomei l'tamiachem. So I feel it loses this mile of Beimit Bachaye, but the Tahara of Milatami Acherim remains. So that is what the Baraisa tells us. The Baraisa tells us, Mashke Beimit Bachayim Shenitmu Bifnim Vaitzion Lechutz Toher. It is Toher that the Tahara of Beimit Bachaye, which was existed B'Shas the Kabbalah Stumim, remains even afterwards when it becomes ois bei midbochaya. Let us see Rashi. Mashke bei midbochaya. Kloima, kol eilu shel koidish nikroim al shem ha-mizbeach. Kogoyin dam, lezrike, umayin v'yayin, lenesach, v'shemen, lemenoches. Shenitmu befnim ba'azor, v'yitzion lechutz, v'nifsulu b'yoytze, she'en ruyin oid le'mizbeach. Now it's not roi lemizbeach. Tahoirim milatami acherim. Sheroi leyordo lehen toires tumim mitchila letami acherim. Because when they were mekabo tumim, it was only chalandam atumis atzmo, not atumis acherim. Behem atzmo vadi tumim kinavu eschaga. Bezichet tumi tumis atzmo like it's muchach vunavu eschaga. Agavuche, let us just understand, the Bereise wants to be madgish, we'll see later as the sugya progresses, the Bereise wants to be madgish this chiddush, that even though itzion lechutz, it became posel al tzioitze, and now it's no more midbochaye, afal pikein, it is still, has the kul of midbochaye, while bishas kabbalah satum, it was midbochaye. L'chayre, why does the Bereise have to say that it became ois midbochaye because he made it yoytze? The minute it's mekabel tume, it's also ois midbochaye. It's tummy now. It's not oymed lizrik al gabi amizbeach. So l'chayre, dach mezogim, dach shmur being such a word from the Chazenish, that our it's tummy, it's still called mashke bei midbochaye because we learned and after Zayin would base that the tzitzis meratz on tumas dam. So memeila outs the tum alone, it's still midbachaya. Now the Baraisa wants to tell us achidish, that even though it became yoytze now, so now it's no more be midbachaya, afal pikein, the kula of be midbachaya still applies, Because since when it was mekabel tum, it was bei midbachaye, and there wasn't metam acherim, so that kula applies. Let's go further. Nitmu bachutz. What is if it happened the other way around? That it was mekabel tum bachutz before it became midbachaye. Let's say shemen. Was mekabel tume bachutz, v'ichnison befnim, and now ichnison befnim. There's no, it's tume. V'ichnison befnim, tmeim. So that means like this: was mekabel tume bachutz. So then the bachutz means before it was nichnas l'kli shoritz. Let's say yet shemen. So the shemen was mekabel tume. The kozman, the shemen, did not go into kli shoritz. So it's not mashke be midbochaye. It's not aimed to be nikta al mizbeach. So b'shas was mekabel tume. So it was mekabel tumes atzmon and tumes acherim. The whole kula is only by mashke be mitbachayre to mesachayre main lehem. But because it's not mashke be mitbachayre, it's to mesachayre also. So what happened if Bishas Kabbalah Satume, it was not as yet mashke be mitbachayre. Vichnison bifnim, and now he brought it in, and he put it into klishoris, and now it became mashkem bei mitbachayi. Now it's roi lizrik agabi mizbeach, because al fritzui tzitz. So tmeim. So now it is tomei melatamei acherim. So the Baraisa wants to tell us the two extremes. You could have a mashke that was once bei mitbachaye, and now it became ois mitbachaye, and it is toyer melatame acherim. It's the tare of melatame acherim still remains. And I forget it's here, that it was mekabel tuma before it became bei mitbachaye, even now it is still bei mitbachaye, it's metame acherim. Let us see Rashi. Avol nitmu bachutz koydim sheyehei shem mitbachay aleihem v'ichnisan lefnim, and then he brought it in a veinik. He put it in a klishoris. Tmeim v'afelo letami acherim d'tumoson kvar yoda behem u'mi hivkiya. Al koponim, we see from this beraisa that the beraisas hold that the tara applies by mashke bei mitzbochai. That's the tanya kebosei derat. Now the Gemara is going to ask a zaita kekasha on this beraisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. In fact, the Gemara on the reish of the beraisa. The reish of the beraisa said, that if it was mekabel tume bifnim, so it's only toyer melatame, it was docher melatame acherim, so the tara remains even though it goes out bechutz and it's no more bei mitbachay. Frek de gemore, v'omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mashke mei bei mitbachay, loy omru dochein elo bimkoimam. Forget, Rav Yeshua ben Levi says nitazoi, that the tara only remains cause man it's bei mitbachay. The minute it becomes ois bei mitbachayetz, it is metame acherim. My love, lemutei nitmu bifnim vaitzin luchutz. That if it became tomi bifnim vaitzin luchutz, so now it's no more bei mitbachayetz, so it's not dochin anymore. So Moses loy, it doesn't mean that. That if it was once toyer, it's always toyer. No, lemutei nitmu bachutz vichnisam bifnim. That if it became tomi, it'll remain tomi. In fact, the Gemara of Abim Kaimon, come, look what the Shimon Levi said, Mashke Beimit Bechai Le Omrut, it is only Toyer Bim Kaimon. So, Mamel, you're telling me if something became Tomei Shalei Bim Kaimon, it remains Tomei, but he says it's only Toyer Bim Kaimon. And the Gemara, Ochi Kama, Le Omrut Dochem, Elo Shenitmu Bim Kaimon. When did they say dochein, if it was nitmu bim koimam, when it was bei mitbachaya, so then that tara remains. But if it was nitmu shaloi bim koimam, it became tummy before it became ashke bei mitbachaya, nitmu b'chut, so then the tumor will remain, even though later becomes bei mitbachaya. So trashi eini, a reishe porich, the reishe of the barais, the toni hoitzien l'chutz, toirim. Toimrinin tochel tumosan lemafreya. Elo bimkoimom bifnim. Loi lemute nitmu bachutz vichnisan lefnim. Kedem etarets lishne beseife de milse. Dohochi bashba. Elo kshe nitmu bimkoimom. As if it's nitmu bimkoimom, then it has a tare of mashke bei mitbachay. Mishum dolei saime leferushe de milse. Since he didn't give him time to finish explaining, Porach Leiv, Om Bimkayme Koma, the Mash Mekoz Man Shem Bimkayme Ta'irem Besuloi. So therefore the Gemara answered that no, it means Nitmo Bimkayme. Tanye Kebosei Dera, Hadam Vahamayim Mashke Beis Mitbochayesh Nitmo, Bein Bekeilem, Bein Bekalke Ta'irem. We see this Parais is like Rav, here the Baraisa says, Mashkin beis mitbachay. Now, the Tosfos Rid asks a kasha, a kaponim we see from the sugya as follows, that dam There's a dam that's mashke bei midbach haye. Dam that's oimed lizrik is mashke bei midbach haye. And then, in which Rav grad holds, that is taketome. And then there's dam that's bei midbach haye. There's two types of dam. You have to know where the dam was. Back to Tosfos read a beautiful kasha. The Gemara and after Zayin Amud Beis is a kasha that we hear the a dam that became tamei dam she nitma v'zolke b'shege kutsa b'meisid lehutsa. Kasha, according to Rav, Rav says it's dochen tumetz atzman ein lehem, it's not mekabel tume. So the Gemara says, how could dam can become tamei? So Gemara says, all this bereis is going according to the Rabbonon. It's tamei with the Rabbonon, the chaylik and Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer. Fragt der Teises Ried, der Kasche feint sich nicht an. Dam, schen nitmo, wesolke, is maschke bei Midbochaie. Maschke bei Midbochaie, Rav holds his tomei, tomei, and metamei. So what's the Kasche over here? He bleibt bei Kasche, der Teises Ried. Efshe Balabatish could be as follows. Like, this is a teretz. We have, there's two Ravs. There's one Rav that Rav holds, Dochen, is Dochen Mamish. That's one Rav. There's another Rav, Rav Lashitosai, that Rav holds Midbochai and not Midbochai. So this is a teretz. This is like a Bekistik teretz. Rav Lashitosai is not Shver. The Gemara says this talk on the Posuk of Chagai. That Rav Lashitosa is not Shver, he holds Midbochai and not Midbochai, my middle of the Pasuk is good. Here the Gemara wanted to say, you don't need to say the Teretz, that's not the only way you can find for the Kasha, because Rav Lashitosa. Here I feel like Rav would not hold Midbochai, Zichanish Gefellach, the Kasha. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Here, because you could say that the Bereis is going, it's Tomimid Rabbonon, the Leiker Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer.